Final day of Chanukah, which is what we call Zos Chanukah, which the Svarim Kedoshim mentioned the idea that all the powers of whatever Kedusha you can bring on Chanukah, it all is now combined into the final day, it's combined into Zos Chanukah. It's called Zos Chanukah specifically because of the reading that we had from today's reading, and that reading mentions the ending, the finality of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mizbeach being built. Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach V'yom HiMashach Hoso. This is the inauguration of the Mizbeach on the day that it was anointed. And so the concept over here is great. It's the finality of it. So the Remez relates to, obviously, the Chanukah story because of the fact that they were never able to re-inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash, but the truth is they were able to re-inaugurate it on day one, not necessarily on day eight. So what is over here, the final reading, that not only do we read about the inauguration of the Mizbeach, but we also read about the inauguration, about every one of the Nesiim, the final Nesiim, the ones who came to offer their Korban. There's more than eight Nesiim, and we have to read through all that in order to get the Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. And of course, with the reading, it goes with Balos Chas HaNeros, which is the finality, not only is about the Mizbeach, but also about lighting the menorah, which is obviously apropos for Chanukah. The Sfasemis points out that, in fact, the Zos Chanukah, and he quotes the Pasuk in Koheles, which is Tov Achris Davar Merishiso. The end of something is better than the actual beginning of something, which means the finality is really where you get to the culmination of something. Of a Koch Chanukas Mizbeach Shai Bekavana. Since they did the Chanukas on the Mizbeach intentionally, Ritzor Lefnei Hashem, which means they did it with the intent of getting appeasement from Hashem and to get closer to Hashem. Lachain Zochin Bedoros Achronim. Therefore, for future generations, we will be able to benefit from the efforts that they put in, Shahayu Bimei Chanukah V'zeu HaEdus. And that's a testimony, which means because of the efforts that they put in, we have the opportunity to be able to receive the Kedusha of the Mizbeach and everything that Chanukah represents of being able to receive Nisim. That obviously means for us as well. What we can do in our days, whether it's Chanukah or other days, we'll have give the opportunity for other generations to be able to benefit from the Kedusha that we bring down from our devotion that we have. And therefore he says, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach, Shenishar La'olam. This is the Chanukah HaMizbeach, it means it will remain forever. And therefore he says, Ki Yud Beis Nesiim Hemshicha Ara Kavua B'chol Yom. The 12 Nesiim, how you translate Nesiim?
Leaders of the tribes.
Hemshichu Ha'ara Kavua B'chol Yom. They were able to bring this power down every day. Rak Shebegalos Ein Yichol Mahargish. But in Galut, you can't actually feel it. But Chanukah, you can. And Chanukah, it brings that back out. That's one of the Svasemis. Svasemis also mentions over here that, in fact, the reading of the continuation, the reading of the Nesiim is very important on Chanukah. And that's because the Shalosh Regalim represent the Gimel Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But in truth, we should have had 12 Yamim Tovim connected to the 12 tribes, the 12 Shvatim. That's what it should have been. Why? Because the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh should have been a Yom Tov, but because of the fact that we sinned with the golden calf, therefore it did not become a full Yom Tov. So in Halacha today, we don't have Rosh Chodesh as a Yom Tov, but it will be in the future. La'asid yu yamim tovim. Rosh Chodesh should also be a Yom Tov. And therefore, Chanukah is the chinuch of that, is the preparation for ourselves for this day, which will be in the future. That in the future, there will actually be a Yom Tov. So the tribes here, where each one of the tribes has a representative who's going to give a korban, they're representing what the future days will be. And the future days will be that every Rosh Chodesh will actually be a Yom Tov unto itself. And therefore, the final reading that we have on Chanukah is actually a reading for the future, to remind us of what the future is going to be. And that's where every month is actually going to be a holiday for us that we'll be able to celebrate, and that will bring all of the tribes together.